When we begin to understand and accept what Jesus Christ has done for us, we will be moved to love Him, to obey Him, to honor Him, to please Him, and to praise Him. Let's consider a few of the things He has done for us. Jesus became poor, that in Him I can become spiritually rich. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for our sakes He became poor, that ye through His poverty might be rich. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things may abound in every good work. Second, Jesus suffered hunger, that I might be fully and forever satisfied. Matthew 4, verse 2. When He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, He was afterward and hungered. Revelation 7, 16. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. Number 3, Jesus was lonely, that I might never be alone. John 6, verse 66 and 67. From that time, many of His disciples went back and walked no more with Him. And they said unto the 12, then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away? Matthew 28:20, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Fourth, Jesus suffered great grief, that I might have abundant joy. Matthew 26:38. Then saith He unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. John 15:11. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Jesus was tempted, that He might understand and help me overcome my temptations. Matthew 4, verse 1. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Hebrews 2:18. For in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to help them that are tempted. Jesus was forsaken, that I might join an innumerable host. Matthew 26:56. Then all the disciples forsook Him and fled. Revelation 7, verse 9. I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands. 7. Jesus was crucified, that I might live forever. Luke 23, verse 33. When they had come to the place which is called Calvary, and there they crucified Him. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Number 8. Jesus became a servant to man, so that I could become a son of God. Philippians 2, verse 7. But He made Himself of no reputation, and took upon Him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Number 9. Jesus was snubbed by men, that I might be received into fellowship with God and His people. John 1, verse 11. He came unto His own, and His own received Him not. 1 John 1, verse 3. That which ye have seen and heard declare unto you, that ye may also have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Number 10. Jesus endured the cross, so that I can overcome sin and receive a crown of victory. Hebrews 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Revelation 2, verse 10. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Number 11. Jesus was troubled, that I might have peace that passes all understanding. John 12, verse 27. Now my soul is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Philippians 4, verse 7. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Number 12. Jesus was in agony, that I might be of good comfort. Luke 22, verse 44. And being in an agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as great as the drops of the blood falling to the ground. 2 Corinthians 13:11. Finally, brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be good of comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. 13. Jesus was rejected that I might be welcomed. Isaiah 53, verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid it where our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Matthew 25, 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And finally, Jesus was homeless to give me an eternal home in glory. Matthew 8, verse 20. Jesus saith unto them, The foxes have holes, and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. John 14, verse 2. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. Since God loves us so much that he sent his Son to do all these things for us, how could we hold back anything from him? How could we refuse to give him our lives in full love and obedience? The hymn writer Isaac Watts said it well. Were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. If you have not given your soul, your life, and your all to Jesus Christ, you are invited to come and be baptized or correct your sin as we and come forward as we stand and sing.